Justice Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 10th of May, 2014, and we're flying by the seat of our pants here, trying to get everything ready for the broadcast, and still going to be doing some show prep during some of the breaks, believe it or not. Just a lot going on here. Nancy Levant standing by. Good morning, Nancy.
Well, good morning, Darren. How are you today?
As I said, flying by the seat of my pants. There's so many things going on right now, and trying to assemble it all into some kind of coherent form has become increasingly
challenging. And I want to get out there right away, Darren. This morning there has been, this comes from RadCom, where they basically measure radiation all across the United States. There has been a level 5 radiation alert for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That is a very, very, very serious alert. It's not, of course, on mainstream media at all, but it has been issued. And so it's something that people in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area need to know, or if you know someone living there, they need to know. And so that's that, and it is up on our website in our newest site editions. You can actually go straight to the RADCOM site, and they'll talk to you about the alert.
Well, that gives some another thing for people to worry about.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't seem to be any short.
Mention of the Hanover alert. And he said, you know, they're not talking about it anywhere in the mainstream media. And he said it is a profoundly serious radiation leak. And so, you know, it's like really amazing. I mean, we're not being told anything by the mainstream media that matters.
Well, the mess in Fukushima continues to go forward. There's a lot there to explore. There's a lot of cover-up going on over there. The Pacific Ocean is being contaminated in a major way. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of problems there. In the meantime, we got a new frontier on the war on terror, Nancy. You know, we're told Nigeria and all these women, these young girls, are being kidnapped right now. And I've got some information on that that I think folks, here we go again. You know, another created scenario, another created crisis. The United States government, the State Department, is heavily involved in Africa. We were talking last week about Tony. And the excuse that they're using was Kony needed to be tracked down. Well, now we got this new terrorist group allegedly kidnapping girls in Africa. And this plays really well upon the sympathies of Westerners. So we'll get to that as time progresses. But, you know, one thing that we have really as a pressing concern here, and we talk a lot about the communist Chinese on this broadcast, Nancy, Foreign Policy just put out an article, almost a week ago, May 6th. It says the Chinese are coming, and it's going to be fine. They say Chinese companies will create jobs stateside and are required to play by U.S. rules. They say on April 29th, the United States Chamber of Commerce, a U.S. lobbying group, announced that the Chinese investment in the United States surpassed U.S. investment in China for the first time. The news is a long time coming. Over the past decade, Chinese companies have made major inroads in the U.S. market, from the energy sector to food production to Hollywood, and it's clear their influence is growing. Americans worry that China is buying up the world. Yeah, that's because they are. But anyway, they say, but there's another better way for U.S. authorities, businesses, and citizens to approach the influx. Embrace it. The story of Chinese investment in the United States, which will continue to play out to the tune of billions of dollars over the coming decades, is already well over a decade old. According to New York-based advisory firm Rhodium Group, Chinese investment, now get this, Nancy, Chinese investment in the United States increased by 600% from 2005, which was at, where it was at $2 billion, to 2013, where it was at $14 billion. $14 billion last year. Chinese firms first caught widespread U.S. attention in 2005 with one stunning success and one abject disaster. On the positive side of the ledger, Lenovo, a personal computer and consumer electronics firm, successfully bought U.S.-based tech firm IBM's ThinkPad laptop brand in 2005 for $1.25 billion. The fact that a Chinese firm hoped to buy a piece of premier U.S. corporation led to a group of three Republican committee chairmen, led by House Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter, to call for further scrutiny of the deal. But the transaction still went through relatively smoothly. It made practical business sense, they say, for IBM to sell off its personal computing division, and Lenovo was the best suitor. By contrast, and they talk about how Chinese National Offshore Oil Corporation, CNOOC, wanted to buy Unocal for $18.5 billion. It made headlines, they say, but scrutiny from politicians and the media killed the deal. Anyway, they go on to talk about what a glowing thing it is that Chinese is buying everything. The Chinese are buying everything up. And folks, we're dealing with a communist country here being invited in, okay, and taking over. Now,
well, and Aaron, you know, our governor here in Michigan, you know, basically has sold the city of Detroit to Chinese. And we had last week it came out that the Chinese is now the largest buyer of real estate in New York City.
That's right.
Beating out the Russians.
That's right. Now, I said all that to say this. There was a story that came out. Now, that story I was just sharing from, and there's more to it, but I won't read the whole thing because I don't want to eat up all of our time here. That came out May 6th. The very next day, the AFP releases this. Hold your breath, Nancy. Chinese police to help patrol Paris streets.
Yeah.
They say Chinese police will help patrol tourist destinations in Paris this summer after a rise in muggings and attacks on Chinese tourists, a source in France's Interior Ministry said Tuesday. More than 1 million Chinese visitors come to France every year, and there have been concerns over a number of muggings and attacks against them. In March last year, a group of 23 Chinese visitors were robbed in a restaurant shortly after they landed at Paris's airport. The ministry's source said that the Chinese police would help their French counterparts in Paris tourist spots, but declined to give numbers. The number of Chinese visitors to France is expected to be given a boost this year, blah, blah, blah. So here we have the Chinese police, communist Chinese police, listeners, helping Paris, helping the French to patrol their streets. And the justification for doing this, ladies and gentlemen, is that, well, there's been a lot of crime there, a lot of crime against the Chinese who are visiting. Now, again, do we have a lot of Chinese visiting here? You betcha. Do we have a lot of Chinese coming here to live? You betcha. Could the justification be made for the Chinese to help police American streets? Because maybe you know, as time goes by, listeners, and those of us who are kind of xenophobic, yeah, not really, but that's the argument that's being made against us whenever we talk like this. Oh, you people are just a bunch of xenophobes. You don't like foreigners. I got nothing against foreigners. I just got something against communist countries that are trying to take over everything. But here's the thing. Some animosity might be created against some of these Chinese nationals, and we wouldn't want any harm to come to them, for sure. But if it did, you better believe that they're going to use this as justification to send their troops in to police you. And here's another...
what do? We elect a president whose mother and father were Communist Party organizers.
Yeah, let's hold it right there. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant. As we are every Saturday, we are here today and continuing on. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Go there, check out all the information. There's more information going up all the time. And Nancy, before the break, you were just commenting about what a communist scumbag Obama was. I want to give you a chance to pick up your comments there.
Well, you know, when Obama comes to office, he sets up the U.S. Russian Bilateral Presidential Commission. It was one of the first things he did. He's gone back and forth to China. He's gone met with Putin multiple times. He has parents who were both communist organizers, both of them. And now, you know, suddenly, you know, we have entire cities basically being sold to China. We have Detroit. There's a city in, it's either Utah or Idaho. I think it's Idaho. California is wheeling and dealing with the Chinese to come into their cities. We have China buying up land to actually buy Chinese-only cities in the United States. So, yeah, I guess it's a, we've done military drills with them on our shores and in our waters. And so, yeah, it looks to me like something's up.
Well, at the same time that the government, the State Department, the military, whatever, different government agencies have warned what a potential threat the PLA is, you know, yet we still have war games with them so that they can see how we fight. I mean, folks, this is national suicide. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. Unless there's a part of a strategic plan to merge the United States with China. And that's what I think is happening here. You know, I think that under the guise of alleviating the national debt, you know, that somehow that they have made deals to the point where we're being merged with communist China.
Yep.
I think that there could be any, you know, in France, the fact that they're policing the people there in France, openly it's being reported now in the major wire, should be a warning to you people that this is very well what's likely coming here.
Yep.
And you mentioned the U.S. presidential, U.S.-Russia presidential bilateral commission, all the various agreements through the State Department, listeners. Once again, I come back to the FEMA arrangement with EMERCOM, the Russian counterpart emergency agency. Once again, on June 26th of last year, they announced in Russia, funny how it wasn't announced here, but they announced that there were several documents that were signed between FEMA and EMERCOM, which is the Russian counterpart. And,
yep.
And folks, this is a part. This was a part of the U.S.-Russia Presidential Bilateral Commission.
Yep.
This was a part of it. And a part of that, those agreements that were signed, and reading directly from their official release on the official government website of EMERCOM in Russia, they say, in addition, the parties approved of U.S.-Russian cooperation in the field in 2013 to 2014, which envisages exchange of experience, including in monitoring and forecasting emergency situations, training of rescuers, development of mine rescuing, and provision of security at mass events. So, the question is, will we be having foreign troops, foreign police, training and patrolling, more importantly, on our soil? We already have a situation right now under the Open Skies Treaty, where the United States and Russia can fly over each other's airspace.
Yep.
So, this...
Now, you know, Dave Hodges, on the Common Sense show, has reported that there are many, many, many Russians already here. He specifically points to locations, I believe, in Tennessee and Kentucky. And I can't give you any specific details on that, but it's something that you should look up on the Common Sense show, because Dave has been reporting on Russians actually in Alaska as well, mm-hmm. and in Tennessee and Kentucky, like lots and lots and lots of them. And so, you know, maybe they're already here.
Well, and you don't have to take my word for it, and you don't have to take Dave's word for it. You don't have to take Nancy's word for it. What they say in the documentation is all you need here, folks.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
They say, they come right out and say it, that they've assigned agreements to provide security at mass events.
In the United States.
That's right. What more do you need? And so I just think that this is a very concerning situation when we got people who are selling us out at the State Department.
Well, you know, and Darren, I did not know that Russia had been the largest buyer of real estate in New York City. And I certainly didn't know that China just like a week ago overtook Russia as the largest buyer of real estate in New York City. Now, that's our financial center, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's also some of the most expensive real estate in the world. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, here we go. I mean, it's right here.
Yeah. Now, turning a corner here, I wanted to get into this Nigerian situation, Nancy, because once again we see the world's troublemaker to the people in power in Washington, D.C. primarily, and especially at the State Department, engineering situations around the world through the CIA to create this false flag terror stuff to use as a justification to send in our troops. And
yep.
And basically, this is a destabilization of Nigeria to prevent Nigeria from getting too much of a toehold over Africa, basically. I mean, this is to keep them from gaining too much power. We can't have that now, can we? No, because the United States wants to steal all their mineral resources. And we want to get all of Africa interwoven and intertangled into this whole technocratic thing. Okay? So we see from the BBC, Nigerian abductions, U.S. and U.K. experts help seek schoolgirls. They say experts from the U.S. and U.K. have arrived in Nigeria to help find some 200 girls abducted by the Boko Haram Islamist militants. The experts include military advisors, negotiators, and counselors. On Thursday, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, said he hoped the foreign assistance would signal the beginning of the end of terror in Nigeria. Nigeria has been criticized for a slow response to the kidnappings. The schoolgirls were allegedly seized from their boarding school on the night of April 14th in the town of Chibok, northeastern Borno state. Anyway, I want to leave that there. The point is that as we'll see here in a moment, folks, our government, once again, evidently has been funding this group called Boko Haram. Okay? We're going to get to this. But first I want to cover this, because there's an organization called, you folks need to be acquainted with. All right? And I'm eyeing the clock here, so I'm going to have to do some of this after the break. But the organization is called Demo Africa. You can get to their website at demo-africa.com. But basically, what you need to know is that they are one of the flagship initiatives, according to their website, of Lions Africa, and aims to connect African startup groups. African startups. We're talking about businesses now, aren't we? When we talk about startups, they want to connect those African startups to the global ecosystem. When we explore this a little more, and as I said, we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. As we explore this a little more, we're going to find out that much of what's going on in Africa, if not all of it, is connected to global corporations. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment.
Hey, can you hear me?
With Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
I'm here in weeks. I have a little problem here. All my communications went offline here. Just it went at last break. So it's interesting. Some audio clips. So I'll have to figure out a way to do that in an alternative manner if I can't do it. Well, we may have to do part of this over the phone line. Anyway, before the break, I was talking about how Demo Africa. Hillary Clinton was in Africa back a couple of years. She was Secretary of State. She delivered a speech at Demo Africa. And as I was saying before the break, they build themselves as well flagship initiatives of
I'm here. I'm having trouble hearing Darren. He's garbled. Oh, okay. I'm here. Okay, yeah, let me see what I can do. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we apparently lost Darren. Apparently his internet went out. So let me kind of pick up where Darren left off. I've got an article here. And it's up on our website. It's titled, Africa is Up for Sale by the Acre to the Highest Bidder. Let me read you a little bit of this. It's really, really interesting. It says land grabs have grabbed global attention. It says, for instance, in Cambodia, 15% of the land has already been signed over to private companies since 2005, and a third of which are owned by foreigners. And the article goes on, and it says land grabbing is an integral part of the global power structure for food security. He says in 2007, both Russia and Argentina, major grain exporters, put in place export bans, and that sent waves of panic around the world. Now, it says much attention is now focused on Africa. It says most of the biggest deals apparently have been made in countries such as Ethiopia, Mali, and Sudan. And they're talking about China is apparently acquiring land at the fastest rate in Africa, followed by South Korea. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that that is something that bothers the United States and the European Union. We know that the French are over there. We're certainly over there. Apparently, Africa is becoming very, very worried because hundreds of thousands of acres are being bought up in a country where people are starving and where there has been, you know, geoengineer-induced drought for decades. And
well,
yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I'm here, too. I don't know how much you heard of what I said coming out of the break because I was on another device here.
Oh, okay, I picked it up for you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Demo Africa, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play you this clip while I still have the opportunity to do so. Hillary Clinton was over there in 2012, okay? And she outlined some things, including a north-south road that they wanted to build, which to me at the time, in fact, I think I played the audio back when she said it on the broadcast. They talked about a north-south road, which sounded an awful lot to me like the NASCO corridor that they're trying to build over here. So it's the same type of situation over there that we have over here. You know, they do these same things in every continent, in every place. But anyway, she delivered a speech, as I said, at Demo Africa, which is this organization which is designed, according to what they say on their own website, to bring together startups and connect them with the global ecosystem, as they put it. Okay? This is what Hillary Clinton had to say, because the bottom line here, folks, you're dealing with everything that's going on in Africa right now is for huge corporations. That's the bottom line.
Africa is the only developing region in the world where the growth rate is expected to rise this year. Internet usage has grown more in Africa than on any other continent, and 6 of the world's 10 fastest growing economies are in sub-Saharan Africa. Urban centers are becoming vital economic hubs, so in short, Africa is on its way. That's why today's conference is so important. We're celebrating the birth of Africa's newest and most innovative products and technologies, but we are also realizing a new era of growth and development for the people across the continent. We need to unleash the power of new technologies to make the most of this moment. Mm-hmm. The United States State Department wants to be your partner in this effort.
Run the other way! Anytime they want to partner with you, you better run as fast as you can, because you will see in a moment exactly what that means when the State Department partners with you.
Which is why we started the Lions Africa Partnership in May to mobilize the knowledge, expertise, and resources of top public and private institutions. And today, I'm pleased to launch Apps for Africa 2012. This year competition focuses on developing applications to address youth unemployment issues. Everyone knows how important that is.
Yeah, especially since we can't even employ our youth here. You see, we have a lot of youth that are unemployed here because the adults are taking jobs that the youth traditionally took here. We have massive unemployment here the numbers of which are much, much higher than people are being told. The only reason we don't have bread lines in this country is because there are so many people on welfare, so they're getting food stamps when they used to be in bread lines. We got major problems in this country, and these bozos, these scumbags, these creeps are wasting God knows how many billions of dollars around the world producing programs that supposedly are designed, supposedly, to bring Africans out of poverty. In reality, what's really going on here is the exploitation of people, you know, exploitation of resources, including what they call human resources.
Darren, let me just throw this in, too. In 2009, Saudi Arabia received shipments of rice produced on land in Ethiopia, while the Ethiopians were receiving their food from the World Food Program, and which was feeding 5 million starving Ethiopians. And similarly, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, China bought up 6 million hectares, acreages, for palm oil production, and yet millions of people in the Republic of Congo are dependent on international aid for food. Now, go figure.
Yeah.
Once again, what we're looking at is this horrible exploitation by major corporations. They don't give a hoot about the kidnapped children. They don't, you know, the Democratic Republic of Congo, for instance, the Congo and the Ivory Coast have hundreds of thousands of children that work for Hershey alone. Hershey, our company, they are enslaved laborers. They are children sold onto the cocoa bean plantations. Is anyone screaming and yelling about those children?
No, of course
We're
not.
We're going over there because China and Korea are the biggest land buyers in Africa. It says many times they can buy or lease land for $1 an acre. It is about exploitation. It is about robbing that country. They don't give a damn about the children. They don't give a damn about the people of Africa who are starving.
No, those are all just excuses. Those are all just excuses. And if by chance they do anything to help some African people, it'll only be to serve their ulterior motive, because that's the way it always is. Anyway, this hideous broad continues.
And it's another example of our support for innovation and entrepreneurship that generates practical African solutions to African challenges. Because ultimately, Africa's future is up to you.
Uh-huh.
You are the ones who must continue to innovate and keep the momentum going to help more people.
All right, let's take the time out here. Hopefully we'll get regrouped and resettled, and hopefully our communications hold for the rest of the broadcast. If they don't, we'll deal with it, because the show must go on, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, this is Govern America, Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hang tight.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back. This is Govern America. Darren Wicks and Nancy Levant here. As we continue on, once again, the website's governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And we're talking about the situation right now, the crisis in Nigeria, as so many other crises have been thrust upon the world, and they're being used to exploit labor. They're being used to basically empower multinational corporations. You have another in Africa, the entire African continent, really. You have cheap labor just waiting to be taken and used, utilized for multinational corporations. And you also have a lot of mineral resources, which have largely been untapped in many respects. So this is something that the globalists, who do everything they can, they just can't help but salivate over this. Now, I want to share with you, because we're hearing the latest narrative come out of Africa about how, all these African children are being kidnapped now. You know, and before that, we had the whole Kony fiasco, as I said earlier. And so they never stop coming up with ideas and excuses. And this smells to me of false flag terror. Ladies and gentlemen, Global Research came out with an article. In fact, it was, there was a guy named Atheling P. Reginald Mavengria. Now, the guy, I have to say, English evidently wasn't his first language, so you'll have to bear with me a little bit, but I think what he has to say is important enough to share with you, so if you'll pardon me as I stumble through some of this, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, I'm going to try to get through it as quickly as I can, but this guy is the founder and chairman of APRM Capital Holdings, and which is a brokerage and investment advisory firm. He wrote some stuff about this, this alleged terrorist group. He says, we've already been regaled with reports provided by WikiLeaks, which identified the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria as a forward operating base for wide and far-reaching acts of subversion against Nigeria, which include, but not limited to, eavesdropping on Nigerian government communication, financial espionage on leading Nigerians, support and funding of subversive groups and insurgents, sponsoring of divisive propaganda among the disparate groups of Nigeria, and the use of visa blackmail to induce and coerce high-ranking Nigerians into acting in favor of U.S. interests. But beyond what we know from the WikiLeaks report, what many Nigerians do not know is that the U.S. Embassy's subversive activities in Nigeria fits into the long-term U.S. government's well-camouflaged policy of containment against Nigeria, the ultimate goal of which is to eliminate Nigeria as a potential strategic rival to the U.S. in the African continent. Now, remember, we just played you audio from Hillary Clinton before the break when she was over there in 2012, saying all this glowing stuff about, well, you know, the future belongs to you, and this is, you're the ones that are going to shape all of this stuff. Nothing could be further from the truth if they have their way at the State Department. According to WikiLeaks, the article on the ACRI, now, folks, you have to understand that the ACRI, that is the African Crisis Response Initiative. Now, that was set up during the George W. Bush administration to counter Nigeria's ECOWAS, or ECOMOG, as it's also called, as it's more commonly known, which ECOMOG is the it's the monitoring group on the Nigerian Civil War. Okay, so you need to know that ACRI was the basically the U.S. government construct. Okay, they say, according to WikiLeaks article on ACRI, which portrays the ACRI as a counterweight, which was set up, as I said, by the U.S. to investigate or instigate mistrust in Nigerian-dominated ECOMOG, the sense of Nigerian-led anti-American opposition was first observed during the Bush administration when Nigeria, without support from the West or UN, led the first ever African intervention force on peacekeeping mission to Liberia, while at the same time engaging Sierra Leone in forced peace combat with predominantly Nigerian troops, over 90%, being spearheaded by the then military ruler Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida. In this regard, the report further recalled Nigeria's role in helping to liberate the southern African countries in the 70s and 80s in clear opposition and defiance to the interests of the United States and its Western allies, which resulted in a setback for Western initiatives in Africa at the time. Both concluded with a recommendation that the U.S. government, now get this, folks, the U.S. government, in conjunction with its allies, should seek to contain the growing influence of Nigeria in the sub-region by forming a parallel organization to ECOMOG. Okay? Now, in order not to unduly alarm and antagonize Nigeria, which the report admitted still had considerable influence in the region, the U.S. government was advised to go about this using quiet diplomacy and instigating false propaganda. Do you hear the false propaganda coming out? You know, all the kidnappings? And I'm not saying that we're kidnapped.
Here's another thing, too. I just found out that Libya has leased over 100,000 hectares or acreages in Mali, and of course we're all over that, as are the French, and they have also built, or they're involved in the construction of a massive dam where they're actually diverting water from the Niger, which is a river that provides water to Nigeria. And, you know, what I see here is you're talking about people that lack land rights. They lack access to political power in their countries. And, you know, they're literally, their futures are being just sold out. You know, these poor people. It's just staggering. The exploitation of Africa is so ongoing, and it's so staggering. And and we're supposed to. Well, Michelle Obama right now is all over this. She's, you know, going around saying we have to help the 200 girls. No mind about the millions of Africans who are slave laborers.
Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie, you know what a tool of the UN she is. You know, she's a total player. And she's all clamoring for this. See, this is the Hegelian dialectic. This is all a created scenario to bring about the excuse to send in troops or to create a war.
Disgusting.
Yeah, for the major corporations. Which is what the New World Order really is. It's a corporate fascist takeover of the world.
Yep.
You know, being run by globalists.
Yep.
So here we have, once again, they say years later, the CIA, while tactically taking advantage of growing sectarian violence in Nigeria, recruited jobless Islamic extremists through Muslim and other traditional leaders, offering training indirectly to the group by use of foreign-based terror groups. A detailed
analysis.
Can you
say Ukraine? Can you say Syria? I mean, how many examples do you need?
Everywhere. Afghanistan.
Afghanistan?
Same template, time and time and time again. We're just about out of this hour, unfortunately. But as we see here, in December 2011, an Algerian-based CIA wing gave out 40 million naira as a planned long-term partnership with Boko Haram with pledge to do more.
Yeah.
Okay? On June 29, 2009, a United States cable leaked by WikiLeaks showed that the CIA publicly predicted the onslaught of deadly terrorist attack Boko Haram 2 months before Boko Haram started terrorist actions. Disregarding advices from experts, the U.S. armed Saudi Arabia, who in turn armed Libyan rebels, that in turn armed Malian rebels and Boko Haram, a chain tactically predicted by the CIA. The U.S. again arming Saudi Arabia, which arms Libya, which arms Boko Haram. Folks, once again, they are the ones that are supporting terrorism and training the terrorists around the world.
Yep.
They're the ones who created this situation, giving money to terrorist groups so they can turn around and use the terrorism as an excuse to put their agenda in place. We got to take the break. Hour number two of Govern America is straight ahead. Stay with us.
With financial